Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Pinchas. 3 weeks, beginning with 3 weeks. Today, Shavas Batamas. All learning should be in Schos for Fush Shlema for Bar Tzip and Rivka Batya. Pesor Shachol Yisrael. First idea is brought to us from the Maggid of Zolotitz, one of Tamida Baal Shem Tov and the Sivir Bris Avram. The Pasuk says, in recording all the names of, I believe, in Sheni of Ruv, Shevet Ruvi, the Pasuk says, and Chav Vav Ches, Uvnei Falu Eliyav. The sons of Falu were Eliyav. Beautiful. So you might think you would just go over that puzzle again. Okay, moving on. Says the Sefer Bris Avram, the Magid of Zolozitz, from the Tamidei Baal Shem Tov, he says that the Palu is from the Lashon of, from the Unkelus, brings down in Devarim Yudzayin Ches, is if Palu means it's concealed, it's hidden, right? It's a pellet, something's hidden. Says the Bris Avram, when you feel like you're Palu in your life, Eliyav, you have to know that everything comes from Hashem. When it looks like Kodesh Baruch Hu is not there behind the scenes, when it looks like it's Palu, it's Mamish, you don't know where their Bono Shalom is. It's Vafilu Ba'astar, Shbetzor Ha'astara, Gam Sham Nimsa Hashem Yisbach. Eliyav, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, everything comes from my father, everything comes from the Bono Shalom. A beautiful idea from the Magiv Lozitz, the Bris Avram. Second idea, Chazayin Aleph. Chazayin Aleph from Moshe has a beautiful pshat quoted in the Sefer. Kol Ram. I'm not sure if this is also written in the Darash Moshe. I don't have my Darash Moshe with me in camp here, but here we go. The pasuk says, "Vatikravna ben Osavcha ben Echever ben Gilah ben Malchu ben Menashe ben Shvos ben Asher ben Yosef." So Rashi says, "Why the Davka does the Torah go out of its way to give the whole genealogy from Slachvat all the way up to Yosef?" So Rashi famously quotes the Chazal that tells us. Just as Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, so too Slavchad also loved Eretz Yisrael, and Slavchad's daughters loved Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful idea. Says Rav Moshe, very simple question. Rav Moshe says, wouldn't it be in a higher level that if that the daughters of Slavchad or Slavchad himself would have loved Eretz Yisrael because they found it, not because that they were taught by it, not because they were taught by their parents, because they were taught by it in their tradition? It should have been more spontaneous. What's so great about, okay, Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, so they also loved Eretz Yisrael. Says Rav Moshe, beautiful insight on all that Mesorah. He says that at the end of the day, it's much more preferable for a person to love something that their parents love because they were taught by it, and not because something that they just did it by themselves. It's so much more powerful and meaningful and inspirational when someone is something, it's important to you because it's important to your parents, not because you just found it yourself. Okay, it's very nice that you found something your parents don't have also. It's beautiful too. But it shows that at the end of the day, the Mesorah lives on. The transmission, something goes from one generation, a generational thing, that is tremendous. Because, says Rav Moshe, if one observes only mitzvahs because they're meaningful to you, what's going to happen to the mitzvahs that are not meaningful to you? And then, God forbid, Chas v'Shalom, you're going to neglect to do them because you don't understand them. At the end of the day, says Rav Moshe, you want to know why it was so special that they loved Eretz Yisrael? Because Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, because that's on a higher level, because it shows that the Mesorah of loving Eretz Yisrael went on in their generation, in their family. Moving on to the third idea. The third idea comes to us from the Chafetz Chaim. Pasuk says, Chazayin Yud Ches, right? So Moshe is looking for who's going to take over after. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ka'alecha Yeshua ben Nun, Ish Asher Ruach Bo. You should specifically take Yeshua to be the next leader. Right, and there are a lot of reasons why Pinchas wasn't chosen, or initially Moshe wanted to choose Pinchas, that's not for now. Chavetz Chaim says, the quote to Gemara Baba Basra on Ayin Heyam and Alf, it says that Moshe's face was the Pnei Achama and Yeshua was the Pnei Levana. The most Mefarshim says the Chavetz Chaim, he says that it's a derogatory statement that Yeshua maybe was on a lower level than Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, not exactly. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that what does it mean that Moshe's face shone like the sun? And Moshe was the sun, Yeshua was the moon. It means that Yeshua reflected Moshe's brilliance on a lesser level. But that doesn't mean it doesn't matter about quality. Okay, Moshe, there's only one Moshe Rabbeinu. But the fact is that Yeshua was the one who reflected his Rebbe. He reflected everything that his Rebbe was, his midos, his love for Torah. The Medrash says that he would wake up early in the morning and set up the benches. His anava. That's where Yeshua learned from his Rebbe. And says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what a student is all about. A student, you want to know how to be a real student? A student has to aspire to captivate his Rebbe's teaching, his personality. A student has to be everything that his Rebbe is. And that's why Yeshua was Dafka chosen. Yeshua was Dafka chosen because he was Dafka in his own Moshe Rabbeinu, in his own unique way. Like when you look at Rav Meir Govach Shlita from Rosh Shiva Vayu, you know when you look at his shining face walking down Amsterdam Avenue or walking down Camp Misora, you see that he gets that smile. Where does he get that smile from? He gets it from Rav Shlomo Zalman, who was famously known that he always had a smile on. He was famously known because he always had a smile. That's what a student is. When you know a real student is someone who takes what a Rebbe is all about, and you take it and make it upon yourself. And that's dafka why Chavetz Chaim says that Gemara is not a derogatory statement. Chas Shom to Yeshua. It's a positive statement to show you that Yeshua learned and he absorbed everything that he learned from his Rebbe. Beautiful idea from the Chavetz Chaim. Okay, the last two ideas will come to us about the Karman Tumen. The Karman Tumen, we know that Misha tells us in Tanis, one of the things that stopped on Shavas Ratam is that the Karman Tumen stopped. So I thought it would be a nice idea to connect the last two ideas to the Karman Tumen. So the Pasuk says in Chavches Beis, Salas B'nei Yisrael, Amar Daliyam, Az B'nei Kamanili, Lachmi Li Yishai Reach, Nichochi Tishmeru. Right, command the Kalai Yisrael to be able to bring these, to bring the Karman Tumen in the morning, the Karman Tumen in the afternoon. Says the Tzvas Emesh, on a beautiful idea on the word Tishmeru. Rav Biederman quotes the Tzvas Emes, what does Tishmeru mean? Tishmeru means guard, but the deeper pshat is that Tishmeru means to yearn for, right? The pasuk says in Vayesha, Va'aviv Shomer Sadover, Rashi and Orchaim also explain the same idea. He says that a person has to yearn for the time that we're going to bring the Karman Tumid. Excuse me. A person has to yearn. Reach nichoach tishmeru. You have to yearn to have that reach nichoach tishmeru. You have to yearn to be able to bring the karmen tamen one day. You yearn for Mashiach. But says the Sasem is right now that even we don't have the karmen tamen. We don't have the Mashiach. We could also yearn for the aron karmos karbanos. And what is that? It says the Gemara Brachos that our tefillah is connected to the karbanos. Says the Sasem is how do we do in the kind this pasuk nowadays that we yearn for every single next tefillah that we have. That once we finish shacharis, we're not just done with shachars. We yearn for the next mincha. We yearn for the next time able to dawn into the Rebbe Shom. That's why I once saw a beautiful idea from the Rav. Salvechik asked, why is it that in most shuls on Shabbos that we finish off on shachars, we finish off and we sing Adon Olam? He says, Davka, why do we start end off with Adon Olam? Says the Rav, a beautiful insight. He says that even though they were done davening, we tell the Rebbe Shom, they were ready to start davening again. We're ready to go back to the first part of Adon Olam. The davening is chashon, not a burden. Davening is a chus. Davening is a chus for us to be able to connect with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what the Sfas Emes says. Sfas Emes says the Tishmeru. Reich Nichoach Tishmeru. You have to yearn to be able to bring the Karman Tumen, but not only the Karman Tumen, but yearn for every single next tefillah. Not that you have to get rid of my tefillahs. No. That when you're just going, okay, you my mincha is done, my marav is done. No, I yearn for every single time I'm able to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And that actually connects to an insight we saw from last week from the Noam HaMelech. He saw from also the Chizkir Magid that Balak saw that everything that Klai Yisrael had, Ace Klai Yisrael Le'amori, everything that Klai Yisrael did was Davka through Amir, or Davka was through their tefillah. Finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Chos of Lin, one Pasuk later, Perakov Ches, Pasuk Gimel. The Pasuk says, V'amar Delhem Zehi Yishai, Asher Tekriv L'Hashem Kivasim, M'nei Shana Tim'im, M'shana M'lem L'Asamim. You should bring a lamb in the first year, unblemished two per day, it's a continued Ola offering. Says the Chos of Lin, a beautiful insight. It's Kivasim. Kvasim, the Pashup Shah means that they're lambs, but Kvasim also means koivish. What are you? To conquer. Conquer what? To conquer anger. So many times, and especially in the summer when out of our regular schedule, to be careful with this mida of anger. Says the Chos of Lublin, when a person is Kvasim, your koivish, your anger, then you become a B'nai Shana. You become a newborn child. You become someone who's brand new. You want to get angry at your child, you want to get angry at your spouse, you want to get angry at your parent, and you hold back, you become a B'nai Shana, you become a new person. It says the Chosa, then you become Tamimim. You become Tamimim. And how do you do Tamimim? Shnayim Layom Alo Tamid. You have to make sure you do it twice a day. When's twice a day? When you come home in the morning, when you come home at night. It says the Chosa, usually people don't get angry at work. You just don't get angry at work. You don't get angry at your boss. You don't get angry at your colleagues. Usually angry starts at the home. Says the Chosa, Shnayim Layom Alo Tamid. You have to make sure to do this twice a day. And then you Alo Tamid, you'll be constantly growing closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I once saw a beautiful insight on how a person how a person shouldn't get angry. Zilberstein quotes a mashal that there's a guy once came to a big rebbe. He said, Rebbe, I have a big anger issue. What should I do? So the rebbe said, wait outside for a minute. I'll come to you in 2 minutes. So the rebbe has the gabbai escort the guy outside, and the rebbe told the gabbai to leave the door open on the way out a little. And then come back to me. So the gabbai escorts the guy outside, and he brings and he tells the gabbai to come back. So the gabbai comes back and he says, "Listen, I want you to do me a favor. Right now, I want you to go bother the guy outside. Do me a favor." And the rabbi made sure that the guy outside heard him and say that. Go outside and bother him a little bit. So he goes outside to bother him a little bit. The guy hears the rabbi said this, and he shrugs it off. He doesn't really pay attention to it. Then he starts getting a little more annoying, and then he starts really getting annoyed. He says, listen, Mr. Gabbai, I heard what the Rebbe said to you. I heard the Rebbe said that he sent you to annoy me, but it's not the test that I'm, that's not the anger that, I know that it was just a test. So the Rebbe calls the guy back in, and he says, just like you heard me tell the Gabbai, such a beautiful mashal, just like you heard me tell the Gabbai to pester you, to annoy you, and to get to anger you, you should know that's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam sends every single person, everything that happens in your life comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the same way you're able to control your anger when I send the Gabbai to you, you're going to be able to control your anger when your kids are jumping on your face or something doesn't go right in your life. It's such a beautiful mashal from Rav Zilberstein. Beautiful, beautiful insight. Let's just review these five ideas of Parshas Pinchas in the 3 weeks. So we started off with the idea of the Magid of Zolodzitz, the Bris Avram, when a person feels like they're palu, they're concealed, Eliyav, know everything comes from their Bono Shamba. Afilu ba'asar shvasochasar gam sham nimsa, sham yisperach, Rabbi Nachman says, I believe in Torah and Hey, that even when it looks like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not there, Kadosh Baruch Hu is dafka there. He's dafka hidden there. The second idea from Rav Moshe, Chav Zayin Aleph, Rashi famously tells us that the Torah, that just like Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, Sofchar and the daughters of Sofchar loved Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Moshe, it should have been on a higher level, they should have just loved Eretz Yisrael themselves, says Rav Moshe. No, when a person has the generational effect that you love something because your parents love something, and something that you appreciate because your parents appreciate, that has a tremendous educational, tremendous higher level than something you just did by yourself. Because at the end of the day, there might come the mitzvah or an aver that you don't understand so well, and then you're gonna neglect it if you don't understand it. So if Moshe knows, when a person does mitzvahs because it's important to your parents and it gets transmitted in the right way, that's on a higher level. So Yosef loved Eretz Yisrael, Slavchad's daughter, and Slavchad himself loved Eretz Yisrael to show you that was a beautiful, beautiful message of education of the Masorah moving on. The third idea from the Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara Bava Basra tells us that Moshe's face shone like Moshe was the sun and Yahushua was the moon. So most of the Marshim said that maybe Yahushua is on a lower level. It's Chazal Chavetz Chaim. No. The Yoshua reflected Moshe's brilliance, his Torah, his midos through his anav and everything. Mafka dafka, that's why Yoshua was dafka chosen, because he reflected everything his Rebbe was. That's what we say Rav Govich. When you see Rav Govich's face, you see him always smiling, then you know that he's the Talmud of the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman was known for always smiling as well. The last two ideas we said were about the Karban Talmud, because you know the Mishnah Tainus tells us that one of the things that stopped on Yuzayin Talmud, Shavasar Talmud, was the Karban Talmud. So Sa'as Talmud says, Rei Nechoch Tishmru, that we have to yearn, Tishmeru is not just a guard, but we have to yearn to bring the Karban Talmud Baboka, the Karban Talmud Shel Sotasaran. But now that we don't have the Karban Talmud, we have to yearn for every single tefillah. And that's what the word from Rav Soloveitchik, I believe, brought down in Hari Kenan Beis. He says that that's what we say at Donal at the end. Every single Shabbos we say, because HaKadosh Baruch, even though we're done now davening, we're ready to start again, because davening is so important to us. The fifth and final idea, the Chozal Ben says on the post on Chokhaz Gimel, right, Asher Kivasim, when you want to control your anger, B'nei Shana, then you became a newborn child, Tamimim, you're perfect. How do you do this? Shnayim L'Yom Allah Son Tamim. You have to do this twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, when you come home in the morning, when you come home at night, because that's usually anger happens in the home. And then you're Allah Son, and then you're constantly going to the Baruch Shem. And how do we control anger? Rav Zilberstein said the mashal, when a person realizes that everything comes to their Ribbono Shel Olam, everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Rebbe told the Gabbai to bother the guy, it wasn't a test for the guy, because he heard the Rebbe tell the Gabbai to annoy him. So too, that we're not going to get angry, because everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem should bless us now, be able to work on our Muna, the Ribbono Shel Olam, even in hard times and struggling times, always look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam Kiyach B'Yitzvah Zloira Kiyatah, and you know that Ribbono Shel Olam is always with us, always by our side. To only understand, we do mitzvahs not only because we understand them, but because there's a Masorah. We connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we connect to our families, connect to the Masorah. Be able to really absorb everything we learn from our Rebbeim, and we become mamish, our own Rebbe in our own way, when we absorb ourselves, just like Yehoshua did to Moshe, to be able to yearn for every single tefillah, be able to also to be able to understand the Karban Talmud, to yearn for the Karban Talmud, to yearn for the Beis Hamikdash, especially during these 3 weeks, to yearn for every single tefillah, and to be able to make sure that we're careful in our anger, Be'ez Hashem, and all of our midos, especially now in the 3 weeks. Shkoich.